Good morning. Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services, and we're at facebook.com/radiocafe. Day 3 of the KSFR Fun Drive, and maybe we'll start with just a little report from the control room. How are we doing so far?
Hey, we're hanging in there. We've had quite a few callers this morning, and people are glad to hear that we're still announcing important things like school closures, two-hour delays, that sort of thing.
Yeah, this zero-degree weather is working out for the kids who don't want to go to school.
Definitely that. And, of course, then they can listen to KSFR.
Exactly. So, KSFR Fun Drive means that we're asking our listeners to give a call to 505-428-1393, 428-1393. And if you are calling from out of area, 1-866-907-5737. That's 866-907-KSFR. And give a call to support the Radio Cafe, give a call to support public radio. And we're going to talk right now to some people who are also very supportive of KSFR, as we are of them. And we're talking to the folks from the CCA. Craig Anderson is the executive director there, who is the person who was one of the people who's put together an extravaganza called 18 Days.
It's a huge exhibition, Mary Charlotte. Happy to be hosting the New Mexico Committee for Women in the Arts, and we're coordinating the exhibition, and Susan Burke is here.
Susan Burke is the president of the New Mexico National Committee for Women in the Arts, or the New Mexico branch thereof.
The committee, the New Mexico Committee, the National Museum. Good morning.
Good morning. So this is an exhibition and all sorts of performances by women artists. The reason it's called 18 Days is because it takes place over six three-day weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
How did the whole thing come to be?
Well, a year ago, I went to John Gordon, the acting director of the CCA, with the vision that New Mexico Committee is a virtual organization representing more than 1,800 women artists throughout the state. And we needed a place. And the Center for Contemporary Art is a living center for contemporary art, so it really fit our mission for exhibitions and for events. And John led us, agreed, and now Craig is working together with us, and it's been a fabulous community gathering place.
Yeah, it's been a really good working relationship with the New Mexico Committee, Susan, and all of the women that we've been working with have just been fantastic. There's a very high level of visual arts that have come in. We had dramatic response. We expected a strong response. We got an avalanche of visual artists applying for this exhibition, and the work looks fantastic. We've been installing things at the gallery down in the Munoz Waxman Gallery at CCA, and it's going to be a great opening on Friday night from 5:30 to 8 o'clock. I hope everybody can come
out. So this Friday night, the day after tomorrow, is the first of the 18 days, and then it's six consecutive weekends.
Correct.
428-1393. And, you know, just if you want to hear about things like this, where do you go to hear about them? Well, KSFR. That's actually the place. That's actually how you do it. So why don't you give us a call right now, 505-428-1393. Want to make sure that people are supporting the shows that they love and that give them the information that they need to get through not only their day, but their sort of cultural life. So it is performances, it is exhibitions. Is the exhibition sculpture and 2D and everything else?
It's primarily two-dimensional work and sculpture that fits on the wall. We had a selection committee comprised of three women in the museum and academic world here in Santa Fe. And as I said, we had an avalanche of entries. We expected about 100, 150 entries. we got 400 entries. So the selection committee spent 3 days looking over 1,200 digital images, and they selected 137 works. And we spent the weekend receiving all of these works. We had a tremendous volunteer team. Registrar from one of the main galleries in town came over and helped us out. She helped to organize other volunteers. There were just, you know, an amazing volunteer response and a very, very professional way that the work was received. And so we're delighted about that. Let me make a plug for KSFR quickly, too, because
please.
KSFR is one of our major sponsors for this event and this exhibition. Linda Highhill has been very instrumental in helping us pull this off. We really appreciate the response that we received from Linda, and also Mary Charlotte, thank you for having us here this morning to promote 18 days. We appreciate
it. And it also, you demonstrate women, the excellence of women in the New Mexico community. Linda Highhill, Mary Charlotte, your own Lauren Camp is participating on one of our panels.
Oh, she's a good artist.
A really good artist and poet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
428-1393. I think the phones are a little quiet. This is only, ladies and gentlemen, a one-week fund drive, and so this is your chance to make a donation. We're especially calling to people who've never made a donation to public radio before. So if you never have and you use it, that means you're using it for free. And we would ask you, this is sort of the equivalent of, as we've said before, passing the hat or passing the basket, and just throw in a little bit. And it's easy to do. All you have to do is call 428-1393, 428-1393. The more you use KSFR, you know, maybe just give a few extra pennies a day, whatever that is, whatever you can afford. We always ask people to give within their means. Doesn't have to be a stretch. But maybe mentally it has to be a stretch. Maybe what you have to do is think, you know, here's my formula. Whatever you make per hour, donate 1 hour of whatever that is. So if you are a hedge fund person, you can gladly donate $20,000 because that's about what you make in an hour. And if you work at a restaurant, maybe donate 10 if that's what you make with tips. 428-1393 or anything in between. If you're an attorney, maybe you can donate a few hundred dollars because that's what you earn in 1 hour. When you think about all the hours in a week, all the hours in a year, if you can donate one of those per year or per half year to KSFR, here's how you do it. 428-1393, 428-1393. And I want to say Beanie Kamen, who is a jazz DJ, she does a show on KSFR called Something Cool. It's on Wednesday afternoons. She's in this program, as is Lauren Camp.
That's right. Donation is the theme. Volunteerism, donation. All of our artists, performing artists, are donating their time for this. It's really a community coming together.
I think I pronounced it wrong. It's not Cayman, it's Cayman. Anyway, sorry about that, Beanie. Yes.
We've got volunteers. Leslie Dillon, a playwright, Saturday evening is doing Me and George, an autobiographical one-woman show. Morris
Studi. And we're going to have her on, and we're going to have both of them on in just a few minutes.
Morris Studi, Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. with Cena Soul Trio.
And much, much more. 428-1393, because we'll be going over the schedule in a little bit. So we're talking about 18 days, and Christy Carson is here. She is the director of Santa Fe Rep. Welcome back to the show.
Great. Great to be here. Yeah, I was just going to say, kind of like Susan was saying, I came on late in this process, but I'm very happy to be here to lend my support in any way possible to this great effort.
What are you doing in the
18
days?
And I'm actually going to be on the panel on February 19th. Along with Sally Bingham and Janet Davidson, who brought me onto this effort, and but I'm so happy to see so many of my contemporaries, Leslie, as we mentioned, Leslie Dillon, and so many playwrights that are going to be involved with my upcoming project, Women's Voices. So that's kind of how it all ties in.
And we'll be talking about that coming up too, because you have another theater festival.
Yes,
you came here. Within the last few years? Christy.
Yeah, I was here in November to talk or...
No, to Santa Fe.
Oh, to Santa Fe. Actually, it's been 10 years, but I've only just started Santa Fe Rep two years ago. Right.
So how's it going? What's it like to start a new theater company in Santa Fe?
Well, it's daunting. You know, everybody says how brave I am, but... you know, the response for the community has been very gratifying. Company that we just did in November, it was oversold. It was waiting lists. It was people standing at the door. People turned away. I mean,
That was a Stephen Sondheim.
Yes. All eight performances were packed. And people, as I was standing there and people were passing me on the way out, they were so grateful. They said, oh, you're really filling a niche, and we're so grateful to see something compelling and good. And you know, that's one of the premises, that musical theater with adults is very rarely done in this town. And yet, as a community, I think, obviously, we're coming out for that. We're grateful to see it, but also in terms of the performers who have no outlet to showcase their abilities, a company, Susan saw it, was a great example of the talent that we have here. And that's what I love to do, is showcase talent.
So you have your own illustrious career.
Well, yes. You mean I did before founding Santa Fe Rep?
Yeah,
sure,
yeah.
Sure. Well, it's just morphed now into more being an artistic director and a producer and like that. So that's how I'm getting my creative goodies.
Tell us about some of your favorite roles that you've had in the past. You were on Broadway. You were all over the place.
Yeah, I consider myself a character actress. So what I really loved to do was get into characters that had some juice to them and really get as far away from myself as possible, you know. And I ended up playing a lot of prostitutes. And because I am a singer and a dancer, too, and I have that typical dancer's body, I did a lot of Fosse shows. So, of course, Sweet Charity is prostitutes, and I did Best Little Whorehouse in Texas for a year and a half, which again, and somebody even like Fostrada and Pippin, which I'll be reprising that role coming up pretty soon.
You're going to be doing Pippin here?
We're going to do Pippin, yes, the next musical we're going to do, and that's a Fosse show, Stephen Schwartz and Bob Fosse, and she's again, I like characters that they're not so clear-cut, you know, they have ulterior motives or whatever's going on with them. So
moral ambiguity.
There you go. Perfect.
428-1393 is the number. It's the KSFR Fun Drive, and we're talking about 18 Days, which is a whole bunch of performances by the New Mexico Committee for Women in the Arts and the Center for Contemporary Arts. Craig Anderson, just briefly, how's it going over at the CCA? You've been executive director for still a relatively short time.
I'm delighted to be here. It's terrific to be back in town. One of the things that really makes a difference is the amount of support that I'm receiving from old friends in the community, and that shows up in volunteers, it shows up in businesses, architects, construction people that are making in-kind donations to us. It's really fantastic. You know, we're, in addition to the usual programming that we have at the Cinematheque, you know, we're working diligently on the next exhibitions at the Munoz Waxman Gallery, but particularly the 18 Days project has been fantastic because it's a volunteer-based organization at this point. We have a very small staff. We're working really hard. We're working diligently with the New Mexico Committee for Women in the Arts, and it's a great opportunity to host this exhibition for them.
So let's take a little break right now, and we'll be back with some of the other people who are participating in 18 Days. Please stay tuned to KSFR. And you're listening to KSFR, and I would like to welcome now to the program Janet Davidson. How are you?
Well, I'm fine in 5 degrees.
5 degrees? What is with this stuff?
Actually, it warmed up. It was zero when I got in the car, so there.
So Janet Davidson is an actor, and you're very much involved with women in film.
I am actually now co-chair of Women in Film International, and I am the producer of this year's short film showcase internationally.
So what are you doing for 18 days?
Well, we have quite a few days, actually, involved with. On February 19th, we are going to be doing, we're part of the panel, which we'll talk about, I think, in a second. But let's skip to the 4th. The 4th at 7 p.m., we have the International Showcase for the first night. The International Showcase was a competition with all of the chapters throughout the world to submit two films. From those two films, we took one from as many chapters as we could, and those films have been put together, and I have to say, they are wonderful. They are really extremely good. And there's one especially called Sis from the UK, which I think everybody should be made to see because it's about pedophilia.
Oh.
In a whole new way of showing it.
Ay, ay, ay.
And it's just, a matter of fact, all the films from outside of the U.S. were so brave. They were cutting edge, they were brave, and I think as New Mexico filmmakers, where we're just really getting into this on a baby level, we can really learn a lot by watching these films.
When will they be screened?
So that'll be 7 o'clock at the 4th.
The 4th
at the CCA.
Of March.
Of March. And then on the 5th of March, we open the doors at 5:30 down in the gallery for the SAGE Award, which is our normal event at this time of the year. And Barbara Martinez-Jittner is getting the SAGE Award this year. She's a wonderful producer who has produced films here in Santa Fe. And that's doors open at 5:30. At 6 o'clock, we give the award and show the films. And then at 7 o'clock, we do a repeat of the same showcase that we showed the night before, because that's a very small theater, and we want as many people as possible to come see these amazing international. They're being shown in the month of March for the 100th anniversary of International Women's Day. They're being shown in 29 chapters. 29 chapters across the world, including, for the first time, India and Nigeria, and they span to Australia, New Zealand. We're in Hong Kong. We're very pleased with the turnout this year.
And that becomes an inspiration to countries that have maybe very little film industry.
It's been an inspiration to us, too, and that's really, for us, what it's about. And it's interesting because Nigeria had a problem with the very first film that we put in, which was from the Gay and Lesbian Coalition. It's a short film. It's really wonderful, from Los Angeles. But they told me that they could not show that in Nigeria. And then in India, they have a problem with another one of the films. So there is these repressive countries that we are now going into as women in film. And it's opening up a whole new chapter for Women in Film International. I also want to talk about the morning of that. On the 3rd, on the 3 o'clock on the 5th, we are opening up in the gallery to teens and young adults to come meet professional filmmakers, professional women. If you have any interest in the film industry, if you have any curiosity at all, there will be a woman there from the art department, from acting, from directing, from camera, to talk to these girls individually about what they might aspire to in the future. And we'll be getting that out to all of the schools here and hoping that they just come, enjoy, and see the wonderful artwork in the gallery, too, and enjoy themselves.
Now, this is the KSFR Fun Drive. It's day 3. The phones have been a little bit quiet this morning. So why should, Janet, people call right now to 505-428-1393? I say that number slow so that people can write it down and call. Why should they call?
Well, I think that we have to keep things like this alive. You know, something, there's an Einstein quote that I just love so much, which says that imagination is more important than knowledge. And I really think imagination is fueled by things like we're being able to present here this morning to you, by the people that you bring on to be able to talk about what they do. And we must wake up the imagination of our kids and of ourselves. we're becoming very much dead and very much listening to voices that maybe are deadening us. So something that you do and something that the radio station does is to wake all of that up for us. And it's no small feat that it's at 8 o'clock in the morning also.
It is very early, but some people seem to like that time of day and are awake and going to work. And if you're awake and going to work, why don't you just stop at the side of the road for a second, leave your car running because it's too cold not to, and put your cell phone in your left hand, and with your right, if you're right-handed, dial the following numbers, 428-1393, 428-1393, and make a contribution to KSFR. And also make a contribution to the KSFR. If you support KSFR and the Radio Cafe, you're supporting me, you're supporting this show, and there have been many people who tell me how much they like it. Well, if you like it, then contribute. 428-1393. Seriously, this is the only way we stay on the air. We're listener supported. Mara Dew-Studi is here. Welcome. It's good to have you back on the show.
Well, thank you, Mary Charlotte. It's great to be here.
What is your country? What is your role in the 18 days extravaganza?
Well, I'm really excited to have the opportunity to be bringing my jazz quartet back out of mothballs. We've been sort of out of commission for about a year or so.
What do you play?
I'm the vocalist. I've been a jazz vocalist since I was about 20 years old, which is a long time, guys. And I've sung jazz here in Santa Fe at El Mason and Pink Adobe and what have you, but the last maybe year and a half, haven't been that active with it.
And what kind of tunes do you do? Do you do standards?
I do, and my show for 18 days, it's going to be on February the 13th.
That's coming right up. It's a Sunday.
At 4 o'clock, and I do a lot of classic love ballads and jazz standards. So it's a great gateway for Valentine's Day, which is the next day, of course. So, and I've got four wonderful musicians who play with me: Arlen Johnson, Dave Moyer, Dave Anderson, and Neil Stone, all consummate jazz professionals that have worked with me for a long time, and we're really looking forward to this little concert on Sunday.
Now, why do we not know this about you? We always are here talking to you in the context of film.
Well,
have you been playing in town a lot? Or not so much lately?
Not in the last year, but people in the know.
Oh, okay.
That I played at El Mason for quite a long time.
Oh, okay.
And with a jazz group called Just Friends, which people remember very fondly. That group broke up, but the members are still around, and some of the guys I play with were part of that group as well.
Who are your inspirations as jazz vocalists?
Well, Sarah Vaughan, of course, and Peggy Lee. I love Carmen McRae and Nancy Wilson as well. And, you know, it's pretty interesting to be so influenced by these women, you know, a sort of quiet white girl from West Hollywood, California. But I find as I get older, too, that I'm getting better, guys, so.
It's a beautiful thing. With that, yeah. As a musician, you can just get better and better as the years go by.
Yeah, well, you kind of don't. You do it more for yourself, and you don't really worry about what other people think, which is very freeing. And then the depth of understanding, of course, for the material, and you know these beautiful, classic lyrics of jazz standards suddenly have a lot more meaning and depth the older that you get.
The number is 428-1393. I keep repeating it because it's the KSFR Fun Drive, and we need people to call in order to basically stay in business and stay on the air. Mara, why should people give a call?
Because this is the best way to know what's going on in Santa Fe and to hear what the wonderful artistic community that we have in Santa Fe has to offer, has to say, their commentary on what's going on. I don't know any place in Santa Fe right now that offers as much information and inspiration as this show does.
Well, thank you.
Yes,
a wonderful segue. Sorry.
Hang on one second. We have a report from the control room.
Hey, yes, Mary Charlotte. You know, Lee Burke called earlier and contributed generously. And
thank you, Lee.
And an anonymous friend of yours, along with some other anonymi, mice, et cetera. And, you know, we like to put a word out to all those people who don't have to get to work until around 10 o'clock this morning that are listening to the radio right now. Call us, 428-1393. We need to hear from you. We want your support. We know you like Mary Charlotte's Radio Cafe, and we want to hear what you have to say about KSFR and this great, very highly supported radio show with Mary Charlotte.
And our partner today, we're doing every day 10% of our contributions go to another nonprofit organization, and today it's Assistant Dogs of the West. So 10% of the contributions that come into this show, into this station, into KSFR today, go to Assistance Dogs of the West because they're being matched, these contributions, by the generosity of New Mexico Bank and Trust. So thank you, New Mexico Bank and Trust. Thank you, all of our partners and all the many volunteers and people behind the scenes who are doing things. 428-1393, 428-1393.
And the segue to that is that I see there are many panelists who are going to be there on the 19th who have started to come in. On the 19th at 11 a.m. for the 18 days, it's the 19th of February, coming right up. It's a Women Who Create panel. And this is to really show how inspiration, we get our inspiration from all sorts of places. And we have Sally Bingham, we have Diane Armitage, Consuelo Lutz sitting right here, Julie Adams, Ido Katz, Christy Carlson, and myself, and many others, I'll bet, that'll pop in. Mm-hmm. And we'll be answering questions about where they get their inspiration, how they get their inspiration, and really how they intertwine. One art form does not stand by itself. Every art form inspires another art form. And that's what we're so interested in really waking people up to. So I think we're going to get some more panelists in here and have them start talking about what they do and how they're going to contribute to this panel.
428-1393 is the number, 428-1393. We're going to take a little break right now and hear from our beloved underwriters. Stay tuned to KSFR. And you're listening to KSFR. It's the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. It's the KSFR Fun Drive. And I have sitting next to me Consuelo Luz. Welcome.
Hi.
It's good to have you. It's good to have you on. It's good to have you back.
I feel like I've been away for a long time. What Janet was talking about is mixing art forms. I decided a few years ago to write a novel.
Really?
And I've been kind of hiding away doing that.
But what's it about?
It's about these times we're living in, and in the context of different mystical traditions and bringing them all together. For a tale of transformation.
So you are well known as a musician who plays guitar and sings, and you sing music from a lot of different places, but kind of in the overall Spanish and Latin tradition?
Well, that's my background. I was brought up mostly in South America, and my heritage is South American, so that's definitely there. Then I got into the exploring my Sephardic heritage, which is the crypto-Jewish, and excuse me. So I did focus on Sephardic Jewish-Spanish music for a long time, and you know, went around the world, and my music in that area has gone widely.
Now you brought your guitar.
Actually, it's not a guitar; it's a charango.
A charango.
When I was down in South America, I went down to Peru for my high school reunion a few years ago and picked this up in Cusco.
You went to high school in Peru?
I did. I grew up, yeah. And I picked this up, and I'm in love with this little instrument.
It's a wonderful instrument.
So I'm just going to strum it a little bit, just to give a little bit of, you know.
Are you going to play anything for us?
Well, if there's time. My morning voice is not something to brag about, so I don't know.
Oh, it's okay.
So I'm going to be doing some of the Sephardic music and some of the new music that has come to me through this beautiful little instrument. And I'm also, you know, one of the things about this event is, of course, there's an amazing amount of wonderful women being represented here. But, of course, there are women that are deserving of this honor that will not be here, because, right, you can't have every single artist, because then everybody in Santa Fe would be there, because we're all artists. So I am actually have invited a couple of my women artist friends to musician friends to join me. So we're going to have two more wonderful musicians joining me on this.
Now, when are you playing?
I'm playing on, not for a while now, March 18th. I think it's the second to the last night of the event, actually.
Right, March 18th, it's the last weekend. So it's a six-week event starting this weekend. It's called 18 Days, and the 18 days means six three-day weekends in a row. And Consuelo Luz is going to be playing on Thursday the 18th of March. Yeah, Thursday the 18th of March. And everything is at the CCA. Oh, by the way, we do want to give away passes. If anybody wants to go to any or all of the 18 days, the price is already fairly low to go to these events. But if you want to buy a pass as a way to make a contribution to KSFR, give a call, 428-1393, 428-1393. The phones are a little quiet today, but by contributing to us, you'll be contributing to letting public radio be perpetuated for at least another 6 months. What are you playing right now?
This is the charango, and I just had a flash. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do an impromptu, spontaneous call, a musical call for people to contribute. And because we are so beautiful in this town. We are all so beautiful. This radio station is so beautiful. Mary Charlotte is so beautiful. And we have so much beauty to celebrate here. So contribute to this beautiful radio station, and you will continue to receive the beauty and reflect that this radio station reflects back to us of who we are. So you are so beautiful. You so beautiful, tú eres tan bella, tú eres tan bella. So contribute and call right now. The number is 4 2 1 8 1 3 9 3
Call
now. Thank
4 2 8 1 3 9 3 And we're going to give a chance for people to call. We're going to take a little break right now. Hear from yet another one of our beloved underwriters. 428-1393 is the number. We'll be right back. And we're back in the Santa Fe Baking Company. And how are we doing? 428-1393. Little report from the control room. Are the phones ringing?
Yes, our phone answers. Our phone volunteers, Nathaniel from Chicken Shack and David Link, are on the phone. And David's handling two phones at once. I have to go in and help him. But there was a contribution earlier in memory of Dexter the dog. I'll be right back.
Aww, wonderful. I'd like now to welcome Sally Bingham. She's been on the show numbers of times before, and she is a wonderful author. Welcome.
Thank you.
And so you're part of this 18 Days extravaganza as well.
Yes, I am. I'm on the panel, which is February 19th, Saturday at 11 a.m. It's a panel on women and creativity.
And Leslie Dillon is with us here, a playwright and performer and women of many talents, and you're going to be doing something this coming Saturday night.
That's right, at 7 o'clock, my solo show, Me and George, about my time on the set of The Perfect Storm. So,
what was your role in that movie?
I was a stand-in, and when I was on the set, it reminded me of what I am as a middle-aged woman artist, that I had just disappeared. And so it's this whole understanding of myself in the world and a journey about identity at a particular time in life, and trying to speak to George Clooney, who reminded me of my imaginary husband, George.
Your imaginary husband?
Yes.
What's an imaginary husband?
Well, he's a handsome, great guy who helps you get through life.
would that he existed.
Yeah. Hey, we don't want to insult our actual friends out there who are good and lovely husbands to some people.
Absolutely, and I have a fantastic husband whom I adore and who has seen this show hundreds of times and is a great sport about it. But
did you meet George Clooney?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Well, you have to come see the show to find out what happened.
I'm not going to give it away.
No.
So, you have been. I first saw you here in Santa Fe 20 years ago,
yes,
doing a performance about Mabel Dodge Lujan.
Oh yes, I remember it.
That was one of the best things I've ever seen in Santa Fe.
Oh, bless your heart. It was great, and Mabel is still with me, but she's such a powerful person. We had to have a little separation for a while. But she will come back. But
when you do a one-woman show like that and you do all this research about somebody like Mabel Dodge Lujan, the feeling I got from that, and maybe you talked about it a little bit, I don't remember because it was so long ago, but it's as if that person's spirit is hanging out with you or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, she did. And that's why I had to have a little separation. She's so powerful, and she inspired me and got me going, actually, in the solo performing world. She gave me a lot of confidence, and she was an example to me in a peculiar way.
What I loved about that show, Leslie, was that you really understood Mabel as a creative spirit.
Right.
And the focus on her own books, which is so important, because often that gets lost in all the fussing about what was going on in Taos at the time.
Exactly. Right, and a person who did believe in the creative spirit of other people.
Absolutely.
And really empowered her. And I think that that's what this 18 Days is doing, is that there's a sampling of a lot of creative women, and we're hoping that this will inspire others as an example.
Exactly.
The number is 505-428-1393, 505-428-1393. And you can get a pass to see every single thing at 18 Days. And by the way, I mean, the to see the exhibition of art is free, but there are, you know, small charges for some of the other events. But you can go to all of them for making a contribution of, I don't even remember what the size is, but you can ask when you call, 428-1393. The toll-free number is 866-907-5737. 806-907-5737. Now, Sally Bingham, you're going to be on a panel talking about creativity. Now, when is that?
I think it's Saturday, February 19th.
Right.
At 11 a.m. Women and Creativity. Joan Tewksbury is the moderator, and I'm on there with Janet Davidson and Diane Armitage.
How do you talk about creativity?
Well, I have a particular take on it because I've been working with women in creativity for about 25 years, which is to connect creativity and politics. So I'll be particularly talking about that dreaded word, feminism, and how it applies to women in the arts. This probably will not agree with anything that anybody else is going to say.
What's so dreaded about feminism?
It's powerful. That's what's dreaded about it. It's powerful.
If we didn't have that, I'd be sitting home ironing.
You would be. You're absolutely right, Mary Charlotte. You get it, right? But because we're so worried about art becoming political, generally worried about it, it makes it difficult to talk about women's art and feminism because people begin to think it's propaganda of some kind. You remember we went through all that in the 50s during the McCarthy period with the worry about artists primarily in Hollywood who were espousing political doctrines that this country doesn't accept, such as communism. So it's been a long struggle to relate the arts with any political cause at all, and particularly for women, because we tend sometimes not to be very confrontational. Sometimes it's particularly difficult.
What's your take on that, Leslie? Do you see your art as political in some way?
You know, it's something that I have wrestled with for a long time because I didn't feel I was a particularly political person. So I think that the fact the things I talk about are not necessarily politically oriented, but the fact that I'm standing on stage is a political statement.
Absolutely.
That I'm speaking about my life through my voice is politically, I think, engaging, simply because it's my point of view, it's part of my life. And I know that when I have done Me and George in other places, women have come up to me and said, oh, thank you, you're speaking about things that I don't get to hear out in life. They're in my heart, but I've never heard them expressed. Thank you. And so for me, that's where I stand politically. And I've always felt a little apologetic that I wasn't more, you know, politically active.
No, it's the example you're giving, which is so important. I certainly understand that. And another thing we have to remember is that since it's so hard for women artists to survive, for a woman artist to become overtly political, you know, like the V monologues, is dangerous because we're already pretty marginalized, and that may mean we're even more marginalized.
428-1393 is the number, and this is the KSFR pledge drive number, 428-1393. If you haven't made a contribution yet, please do so now and support the arts in Santa Fe. So many people move here because this is such an artistic town and they want to be involved in a place that has a cultural life. And so one of the things that we try to do is make that cultural life available in a kind of sampling way. Like people get to hear a little bit from Leslie and then go see her work and hear a little bit from Sally and go to the bookstore at which she's reading from her poetry or from one of her books or go to this panel. And we tell you all of that. We show you all of that. And then you get a chance to keep us going and to donate. 428-1393. If you think that your morning would be a little bit less charged, a little bit less interesting without the KSFR input into your life, well, then make a contribution. I can hear that heavy anticipatory breathing of Marilyn LeBlanc.
Well, some people agree with you totally. They've made a contribution. Lois Rudnick.
Yay.
Agnes. And Agnes, yay, I'll see tonight, I suspect, at Democracy at the Crossroads. And Linda Larkin and Denise Cope.
Yay, Denny Cope.
And
wonderful.
Denny Cope. Okay, great. And you know what? Lois was involved with the planning of this 18 days, and she just wanted to remind us all that it's not only at CCA, but also at other places like El Mazon and Moving People.
Oh, okay. At El Mazon and Moving People. If you want to really figure it out, you can just go to ccasantafe.org, which has the schedule and has all the 18 days. It's such an extravaganza that I haven't memorized it. So it's a big blur of events, and it's a lot. It's a lot of people and places and so on. But just go check out the schedule. But the opening night gala is this Friday from 5:30 to 8 in the evening. And then on Saturday is Leslie Dillon's play, Me and George, which is autobiographical. And Sunday, Maura Deuce Studi, who is a jazz vocalist, and she's playing with her jazz trio. And that's just the first weekend. Then there's dance going on after that, and the Women in Creativity panel, and Nacha Mendez is going to be there, and so much more. 428-1393. So can you give us a few more little maybe teasers about your play, Me and George?
Sure. The thing is that this character, myself, keeps trying to speak to George on the set and can't do it until something happens at the very end. And so it's a wonderful sense of being... for those that like movies and want to know how it works behind the scenes, there's a lot of description about what happens behind the scenes. So I'm, you know, recreating seeing George and meeting the director Wolfgang Petersen and all these adventures behind the scenes on a movie set, which is pretty fun.
So the impression I get of being on a movie set is there's a lot of sort of hurry up and wait.
Exactly. And so what happens during all the time that I have to hurry up and wait as the stand-in, I have all these memories about things from my life that come up that are integrated into it, as well as conversations with imaginary George.
And Leslie, one of the things that's so interesting about your work, which you call autobiographical, is it's you and it's also not you.
That's right.
And I think this makes it so fascinating for the audience, particularly for people like me who know you, because you can see that this is also a creation. Right. It's not just Leslie Dillon up there talking. You know, it's right. a creation, which in some respects is you, and in other respects is not you.
Right, and that's sort of the message that I want to give to people in the audience, whether they're men or women, is that we have this creativity within inside ourselves, and it can be transformed. That theater is a transformative medium, as all the arts are in different ways, and that's certainly one of the things that's so exciting about 18 Days, is to see all these different sorts of transformations in the arts.
It's interesting what you bring up about autobiography, because in some sense, any narrative takes on a life of its own
yes.
once you start making it.
Yes, and there are ways to make it more effective as art, and there are also ways to strengthen it as art, and all that depends on a kind of objectivity about oneself as the artist, which I think is a fascinating challenge, particularly for women, to find that person who's me but also not me. And I deal with it a lot. My next book is a collection of short stories, and people have trouble believing that that's fiction.
Right.
Because we're so used to the idea that women are always talking about ourselves. But in fact, the art is the creation of something that is completely different, in my case, because I'm writing fiction, completely different from myself.
And that knowledge of what yourself is elusive in the first place.
Absolutely.
And it's a lifelong futile struggle.
It is futile, and of course it changes all the time, too.
Right.
Which is exciting.
Yes. Lots of life there.
Right.
428-1393. I have a little note from the control room that we're doing okay so far, but the phones are hungry for voices.
Oh, you've got to call in. This is
yes.
this program is, it's what keeps me going and connected to the cultural scene in Santa Fe, and it is important, just what you were saying, and it's very important. There are maybe 900 people altogether that come to theater
yes.
in Santa Fe.
And is that right?
Yeah, it's very small, and it's one of my goals and one of my dreams in coming back to Santa Fe is to try and bring more awareness and more participation of people coming to the theater, coming to workshops, bringing new blood into the theater and keeping the people that are coming to theater interested, more engaging shows and that sort of thing.
It's
there's
a terrific challenge.
It is a challenge, and there's a lot of talent
yeah.
here in this town. And
And
we
not
need to
all
celebrate
theater
it.
Here is always good. So people
no.
might go to something once and say,
oh, that's it.
I could stay home and watch Netflix.
Right.
But
no.
you have to give it more than one chance. My heart was broken years ago when I started a theater called Santa Fe Stages. And because I didn't realize that there were only 900 people in Santa Fe who want to go to theater, we couldn't make it financially, although we had some very good years. So I know what Leslie's talking about, and I think this approach is a much more viable approach because you've got various forms. It's not just the spoken word.
Right.
You've got music. You've got dance.
Right.
And that, I think, will draw in a larger crowd than right. the people who only go to theater. Thank God for them, though.
428-1393 is the KSFR pledge drive number, and we hope that our Hungry for Voices phones start to get their hunger
slaked. That's thirst. Satisfied.
Thank you very much. Because otherwise what happens is that the people who are the phone volunteers, they start eating because we have nice snacks over there. So they start eating donuts, and as you can imagine, it only goes downhill from there. 428-1393. So how'd you come up with that number of 900 people?
That's just something that other people in the Theater Alliance, there's a little alliance of all the different theaters in town that meet once a month, and that's what a couple of the theater people were saying. They were saying like 900 people. Now, why that's 900 and not 1,007, I don't
right,
know.
Right, right.
But it tends to be a very small group.
And you see them over and over again.
And you see them over and over again.
And it's interesting. You know, you go to, sometimes, like I've been doing this show for 7 years, I've gone to a lot of things. And sometimes you go to the Lenzic, and you feel like you know about half the people in the audience.
Right.
It's extraordinary. Or even if you don't know them, you've seen them.
Right.
And then John Leguizamo came last year.
Oh,
and
yes.
He did his performance. I did not know a single person there. And all these people came out of the woodwork. And so right. There's so many different fan bases.
That's right. That's right. And that's the thing, is that there is a wonderful, diverse population here that have so many interests. And so it's trying to give, you can't please everybody. You can't do something that will draw in everybody. But it's trying to keep all the different groups alive and engaged.
So I'm going to give the number one more time for our KSFR Fun Drive, 428-1393. Toss us a morsel, to overextend the food metaphor, by giving us a call at 428-1393. Seriously, if you like the program and you use it. I once went to an event where we had name tags on. And somebody came up to me. They looked at my name tag. And he said, in a sort of a formal voice, he said, "Oh, you do that radio show." I said, "Yes." He says, "You are my cultural multiplier." I'm thinking Los Alamos. And in fact,
that's a wonderful phrase.
It was somebody from Los Alamos. I said, "What do you mean by cultural multiplier?" He said, "I can't go to everything, but I hear about everything. And therefore, all these different things that I can't go to, my experience is multiplied through that." Mm-hmm. I thought, that's
great.
A nice thing.
Yeah.
So multiply by something else. Write that number down and make a contribution in that number by calling 428-1393. Leslie Dillon and Sally Bingham are going to be at the 18 Days. And Leslie, I'm so looking forward to it. It's this weekend at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
Me and George is
yep.
the name of your of
yep.
your play.
Yep. It should be a lot of fun. So I hope to see you guys there.
And
yes,
we only have a minute left, but it'll also, I just want to say, as you know, there are no men's art festivals. You know?
They own the art world, so they really don't need a festival.
Is it still like that?
Oh, yes. In fact, for writers like me, there's an interesting website called VIDA, V-I-D-A. And if you get on that website, they have broken down the number of women who are being published, both in book form and in the various literary quarterlies and magazines.
And
it's really pretty horrifying. So I don't think men need their own festival.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to go. Thank you, ladies, and thank you, everybody else who was with us here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. The number is 428-1393, 428-1393, and we're going to go. Have a wonderful day. Hasta la vista. Ciao.